Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. The gang is all here.
Yeah.
I'm here. Hooman's here. Vinny, Yuzi, Bryn is somewhere.
Bryn's
Bonnie.
Vaughan.
Do we have any sound on the looking glass?
No, that still
Are you
has
okay?
not.
I'm totally fine.
They're talking about they may need to buy a whole new machine, which is thousands and thousands.
They don't
of
need
dollars.
To do that.
They
though.
Don't need to. It would be fine. They didn't. They I do like those little clips that Brad puts up on the Alice
Instagram.
Yeah.
Or I see it on the Facebook page.
Oh.
Alice Facebook. But I guess they could just watch us and then listen on radio.
It won't ever match up.
I know.
Look at us.
It made me think of, there was a Bruce Lee movie on the other day and I started watching it. And, you know, it's dubbed. And it just reminded me of us.
That's fun. That is, just run them both simultaneously. Look over. I think the video is like 2 minutes behind where we are on the air, right? Something like that.
The Looking Glass?
Is it really delayed?
It's not that long. It's not that delayed. It just doesn't sync. Find out. There's
yeah,
you
find
do
out.
That today.
Find out, Vaughn.
He said thumbs up.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a fever anymore, so I believe that means I'm not contagious.
Good. That's a plus.
I believe it. You guys need to believe it too. Mm-hmm. The power of belief.
I do.
You know what the weirdest thing is like, I feel really weak. Mm. Like, I can't, like, anything that comes my way, I'm just like, I give up. It just roll over me. I don't care.
So you got the flu?
I guess so.
And who in your house had the flu?
Nobody had the flu. I did see someone who was really sick last week. But days went by. I don't know. And I didn't even know. I just thought it was a cold. And then on Tuesday in the middle of the night, things started rumbling downstairs, and
oh boy,
I was like, "Oh, things are not good down there."
Yeah,
this is going to be taking a toll.
That's probably why you're so weak.
Just right. Well, it's funny because yesterday, like later in the afternoon, you know, I've been in the house, just like, you know how. You know how sometimes you're so sick, like you're just shivering, but you're also sweating, and you're just like, "Death, I would welcome you. Come to me, death."
No, that's a little
fine.
Dramatic.
No, I agree.
It'll
yes,
be fine.
I have been there.
It'll be it's fine. It's better. It's for the best. Just come take me now. So finally, yesterday morning, I was like, I had the slightest fever. And then I'm like, I'm better. I'm definitely going to work tomorrow. And I got up. I went out to the she shack. And I'm like kind of just poking around, seeing what's going on out there. And I tried to rivet something. And my hands started shaking. I'm like, okay, I'm going back in the house. I'm going to go cuddle up on the couch. Just that feeling of just weakness. Like anything I try to grab. Like even today I was like, blow drying my hair. I'm like, it's so hard to hold this up.
You're done.
I can't do it anymore.
So did you watch anything good with your time off?
Watch anything good?
Yeah, did you put on any shows? Did you mow through any series?
No, I think we're almost caught up on Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh.
And we're done with The Passage, which is excellent. I read those books, though, so I care about it. No one else does. I don't think anybody's watching that. And, but no, because I was just like, you know how, like, when, I don't know, I couldn't even concentrate on anything.
I know, but sometimes I put the TV on and, you know, just flip to my side while I'm hearing what's going on.
I don't want to miss anything, though, so I'm always like, just turn it off. Just turn it off.
You got to put on the reruns that you've already seen,
yeah,
right,
I guess
Vinny?
So, right.
Well, you know, I'll put on Law and Order and I can imagine, because I've seen every single one of those, I can sort of follow that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I definitely will just have that on if I'm really ill and just lay there.
Yeah.
But I can imagine what's happening on the screen by the audio.
Just don't even.
I can see it
looking right.
I know. I've seen those shows. I loved that show.
Last night, though, John goes. Oh, excuse me.
She's back.
I'm back, everyone. Get ready for the gurgling.
The lady with the extra sounds.
She acknowledged it too.
I know.
Yeah, normally that's...
extra. My sounds are extra.
All right.
I forget.
You were gonna say Survivor's on.
Yes, Survivor.
So John's saying he
makes me chicken soup. So I have chicken soup both nights. I put like a ton of sriracha in it last night just to try to clear everything out. And then we're sitting, and we turn on Survivor. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a two-hour episode. This is so awesome.
Oh, you were stoked. I was super mad.
Oh, why? Oh, because you don't get to watch.
So last night we sat down, and my mom was reading a book to our oldest.
Right.
And we're like, we'll wait for her, and then we'll start Survivor.
So now
I decided to stay up because we're into that daylight way too long now, and I'm going to just not get sleep for a while. As if that was already happening with a baby, right? So I just decided I'm going to stay up. I'm going to watch it. The missus decided to try and... Because I started that inventor show.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the missus sat down, because I don't wait.
But nobody.
I watch you do that, and I always think, like, you know.
That's how you don't watch things.
That's how you miss crap, man.
Good
I need
point.
To watch this right now. So she decided to go back and watch that while we waited for my mom, the beginning of it, which she missed. By the way, you should watch that.
Yeah.
Because it's so local and so. It's the big story right now.
Well, and then there's the movie with Jennifer Lawrence is coming out. So this is the documentary, the one that's on HBO.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they're doing a whole drama, you know, based on it with J-Law.
Right. Well, because it's riveting.
Yeah.
It's
and to
there's
her
a
voice
podcast.
For me.
Hello. I mean, talk
Does
about
she have the Chloe
talk
voice?
About the Chloe voice, and it's apparently a put on. It's
one,
just
one,
one
of blood
one more of the
need.
Things.
Her family's all saying.
Yeah, what
no,
did her she, family say?
She says, no, we all have deep voices in our family. And sometimes we raise our voices an octave or two when we're excited.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
I said it's amazing.
Anyway, so we were watching that, waiting for my mom. She finally came out. I go at a, you know how you, this thing builds up on demand or for your recordings.
Yeah.
And we hit play, and there it is. Why is that so long? I look it up. 2 mother bleeping hours.
So did you watch them all?
No.
How much did you watch?
I watched the whole first one.
Yeah. And then did you watch the second one this morning?
No.
Oh,
but I read
so
about it.
So good, Vinny.
I read about it. I'll watch it.
It was really... I love that they still find ways to keep it interesting.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So this... What did they call it? Extinction Island?
Extinction Island. Yeah.
What is that?
Edge of Extinction.
Edge of Extinction. That's what it is. They still haven't done anything with those people, have they? Or did they do that in the second episode last night?
They did do a couple things with them last night. So there was a couple maps that they had to find.
I saw that, though. Nothing happened, though.
The second one, they found a box floating out in the water. And that had... I can't even remember what that... Oh, it had an extra vote that you could send to someone or something. And then there was a second map that had little holes in it, which I'm like, go to the sign and hold it over the sign. Like, find out...
You knew.
Know. Well, I don't know if they... They didn't say anything about that if they figured it out. But I'm like, go to the place where there's letters. Mm-hmm. The holes in the map are going to match up with something.
So then nothing happened with them.
So, but then they got a thing that said... It's time, get in the boat. And then that was...
The end.
That was the end. So my guess is that next... actually, I think that might have been... Shoot, I'm not sure. That might have been before. I can't remember. I was...
Well, anyway, I
was doing my best. I know. Honestly, life is happening to me in photographs and, you know.
I didn't stay up for
this morning, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's hump day.
Or Thursday. Yeah.
Like lost a whole day in there somewhere. you should go back and watch it just because it was really well done. The way they made two tribes go to tribal together, and only one person was going to get voted out. And they, you know, rather than have a tie, they
they did some other stuff. So it's pretty. It was pretty good.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to watch that. And if you can watch this inventor thing, it's just this woman is
Elizabeth
Holmes. She's super smart.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't like calling someone crazy because I don't necessarily know that that's what's going on there.
But it has to be.
No,
who
but
does
it doesn't.
This?
I think that, you know, somewhere in her head, she sees herself on level with Steve Jobs. And so this drive to push forward with technology that didn't exist in the face of people telling her, you can't do that. It's not possible. And she's just saying, Steve Jobs would not accept that answer, so I won't either. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on in her head. But that's why it's fascinating, because you're trying to figure out how someone with enough smarts to have a 700-person-strong business running without actually doing anything. They hadn't...
Yeah, what were they doing?
They were trying to create this technology with this pinprick and this blood test and do it in a box this size. And the people who... The engineers are like, the box has to be way bigger than that. You just can't have it be that size. And she's not accepting it. Mm. And that's where I think the Jobs thing is in her head and infected her, like, spine, like, all the way...
Her whole nervous system.
Everything
I am
like,
Steve Jobs.
It must happen right. This way. Mm. And they're telling her, you can't do it that way. It can't. And by the time they get into business with Walgreens, that's the neat moment for me. She's caught. She has told people, we can do this pinprick test and get these results and give you your health information quickly and cheaply and easily, and now they're in practice and they can't do it. And now they have to actually get phlebotomists to draw the blood that she's saying we were going to avoid. That's the sort of moment where it's like, okay, you're caught. And they're still lying. Now they're caught and they have to lie and they have to cheat. And that's where the moment is like, they're caught. And we were talking to Scott Budman yesterday, and he even said it. You go into a Walgreens now, and they have those. They were Theranos centers built in Walgreens to be this quick draw blood test thing.
Oh my God!
And now it's
and it would tell you what?
Well, it would tell you anything. No,
like
it would
your
tell
cholesterol
you nothing
love,
because
levels.
They couldn't do it.
What were they promising?
They were promising that you could order a blood test for a dot like a menu. You could look at a menu and say, for this price, and this price, a la carte, I'll take these tests, please.
Oh, my God.
So maybe you've decided that you want to check everything.
It's a great idea. They really need to make that happen.
It would be great.
Yeah.
Except that it's not possible yet.
And you're telling me the idea was you'd get in there, they'd prick your thing, you'd pick what you wanted, and then you'd walk away from there right that moment with these
results.
Well,
she was trying to tell people you could take that drop of blood, put it in this little Edison machine, this little box the size of that TV or maybe a little bigger.
Okay.
But still, you know, something a human could carry
right.
into a building, plug in or whatever, and then this blood drop would be put in and it would spit out some results. Meanwhile, when they tested this for the people at Walgreens, they put the test in, they take Walgreens on a tour of the facility, and they have people run out with the blood and go and test it in an actual useful blood testing machine because this thing didn't work. And then they come back an hour later and go, okay, here's your results. Now, this is all on the documentary.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't there. I don't know. So maybe this lady's going to fight that in court and say, that never happened. These people are lying.
Is there any reenactment? Because I only saw 45 minutes or so of the very beginning. I fell asleep. Is there any reenactment or it's just all actual
There's no reenactment
with interviews?
And it's actual footage. Mm-hmm. And it seems like this lady had someone documenting her...
Rise
for different reasons. Like there's a scene where they're already in trouble. They're already kind of busted. The word's out that they don't have what they're saying or it's starting to leak out. And there's a scene where Hammer, You Can't Touch This is playing as they come out to a group of staff. It's her and her boyfriend slash CFO or whatever he is. And they're sort of dancing and like, hey, how about that FDA approval? And then the voiceover goes, the approval was for a herpes test that, and I hope I'm not getting this wrong.
Oh my God.
I'm certainly not trying to defame this lady or say anything
She's
wrong.
She's doing a fine job of that herself.
Exactly. But I don't remember exactly what it is. But it's something like, there they are celebrating this one success the FDA had given them. Meanwhile, they'd already promised so much more that this wasn't something to celebrate. Mm. But they only had that. So there they are in a jumpy house.
Yeah.
With the, they get a, you know, grown-ups in a jumpy house. They've got, they're serving
That's
drinks.
Fun.
They're celebrating.
That's great.
They're celebrating, but meanwhile, this thing's coming down around them. Wow. It's a trip. You should definitely watch it.
Is it just her, or is it other, there must have been many other people who knew that this wasn't happening. Are they all in it, too? I know she's sort of the face of it, but are there other people who, like, why didn't everyone jump off that ship?
Well, they show that in the show.
Go ahead. Like yesterday, you were saying we asked him yesterday. He was saying how they kept people separated. No one really knew what everyone else was working on, and it was classified. And right, Vin.
Yeah,
so everyone thought that their end of it was being held up.
Well,
and
when they show you this building and all these people working, meanwhile you're being told she doesn't have this. This isn't. The work that she's saying they're doing is can't be done. This machine that they're promising the world it is down in the basement and doesn't work. I mean, you have to watch this.
It's just, I feel like it's so uncomfortable, like knowing what the outcome is.
But
ultimately,
I say that she's very smart because she was able to run this business without any of this stuff.
With nothing.
Being available to her. And these truly very, very brilliant people who've taken jobs with her on the hope that this technology would be fantastic.
Right. It sounds great.
So there's,
I'm all for it.
But the way she separated people so they knew that these pieces didn't fit together. That's it.
408 says, I had a blood panel done with the finger stick a few months ago. Maybe I'll watch this. But I really don't get what's so interesting.
Well, because it was a billion-dollar scam that happened right
and
here
locally,
down the street.
How did she sleep at night? Like, I mean, and not that, you know, but that to get into bed and be like, yeah, no, this everything's fine.
Well,
like,
they call her a zealot. They're saying that she believed.
She said,
she believed she's going to pull this off.
Then it'll happen.
Right. She believed she was going to stick the landing. And I hate to say it. I said it yesterday. How many times, I shouldn't even speak for you. How many times have I not been fully prepared for something and thought because of ego or false confidence, I'm going to pull this?
Yeah.
Even in my addiction, I was like, I'll pull this off. I got five balls in the air and I am going to make this. And I was making it until I wasn't.
Right. Right up until you're not.
Right.
Right up until Walgreens goes, hey, it seems like the machines aren't working.
Right. Why are you taking full blood draws when you promised us a finger prick?
Yeah.
Ha!
Someone says that Elizabeth Holmes' voice sounds a lot like Mira Sorvino in Romeo and Michelle. That's exactly who she, her voice
I don't
reminds
know that
me.
Reference.
Yeah, I don't know that reference either.
It
I do
totally
it.
Does. I can't do it.
Do a little bit.
I can't. It's bass. I can't.
Try it.
I can't talk above. I can't talk
Find
like
this.
That.
She just.
So today in class.
The voice actually sounds clumsy.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't be. And look, maybe it's not a put on, but that's what's out there. That's a put on voice. Oh. So these podcasts, there's a podcast, there's a book, there's dozens of articles. Now there's this documentary and a movie. You know, if you're saying to yourself, I don't get what's interesting, that's fair. But believe me, plenty of us find this interesting. Mm-hmm. There's enough out there being done on it that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's a trip.
Well, so the HBO one is out now.
Yes.
And then I didn't see a date on the Jennifer
Lawrence. I didn't see
Lawrence
a date either.
Bad Blood.
All right, let's do this. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, we're all here.
Nice to have you back. Thanks. And it was nice to have Hooman back yesterday, too.
Oh, thanks so much.
Oh, now we're all here again. It's like just the whole gang. We'll be right back after this song by Justin Timberlake on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.